From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Malaysia's Prime Minister confirms the plane part found belongs to a missing jetliner. Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak has confirmed a part of an airplane wing found on Reunion Island last week in the Indian Ocean belongs to that of Malaysian Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared without a trace 17 months ago on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing.
The burden and uncertainty faced by the families during this time has been unspeakable. It is my hope that this confirmation, however tragic and painful, will at least bring certainty to the families and loved ones of the 239 people on board.
Meanwhile, Australia's Prime Minister Tony Abbott says the long search for clues in the Indian Ocean to the fate of the aircraft continue.
What we have found in the Western Indian Ocean does seem to indicate that the plane did come down, more or less where we thought it did, and it suggests that for the first time we might be a little bit closer to solving this baffling mystery.
However, French experts are not yet ready to say for sure the flaperon found on the French territory returned to France for investigation as part of the vanished plane. The president of Ivory Coast, Alassane Ouattara, Wednesday submitted his name as candidate for re-election in October. Mr. Ouattara, who won an election marred by violence, said he hopes the October 25 ballot will be calm and the results respected by all. Former President Laurent Gbagbo and his supporters refused to concede defeat in 2010. Post-election violence left some 3,000 dead. Gbagbo now in custody of the International Criminal Court, awaiting crimes against humanity charges. This is VOA News. President Obama presented a defense of the international Iran nuclear agreement Wednesday, insisting it's a good deal for the whole world, speaking at American University. He urged U.S. lawmakers reviewing the pact not to reject it when they vote on it next month.
Congressional rejection of this deal leaves any U.S. administration that is absolutely committed to preventing Iran from getting a nuclear weapon with one option, another war in the Middle East. I say this not to be provocative. I am stating a fact. Without this deal, Iran will be in a position, however tough our rhetoric may be, to steadily advance its capabilities.
Mr. Obama says vigorous inspections and economic incentives will ensure Iran abides by the terms of the deal. The U.S. Defense Department says U.S. forces in Turkey carried out their first strike against Islamic State fighters in Syria. The Pentagon says the attack was carried out using an unmanned drone aircraft. Turkey and the U.S. are planning joint military action to clear IS militants from an area of Syria near Turkey's border. Troops loyal to deposed Yemeni President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, with help from a Saudi-led air campaign, have retaken much of the southern portion of the country from Shia Houthi insurgents, including a provincial capital. Pro-government forces have retaken several southern villages in the Al-Anad airbase. Japan Thursday marked the 70th anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, with tens of thousands, led by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, gathering at the city's Peace Memorial Park to observe a moment of silence at the time the bomb detonated over the city center. Mr. Abe said, as the only country attacked by nuclear weapons, we have a mission to create a world without nuclear arms. In Malaysia Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the anniversary points to the importance of the nuclear deal with Iran.
Needless to say, it's a very, very powerful reminder of not just the impact of war in a lasting way on people, on countries, but it's also underscores the importance of the agreement we've reached with Iran to reduce the possibility of more nuclear weapons.
The death toll from the Hiroshima bombing is said to be around 140,000 on August 6, 1945. Mr. Abe expressed his serious concern over allegations the U.S. spied on senior Japanese government and business officials. A government spokesman said U.S. Vice President Joe Biden called to apologize for the matter in a phone call to Mr. Abe. Former Argentine President Carlos Menem and a dozen other people are going on trial Thursday for allegedly conspiring to derail the investigation into the deadly 1994 bombing of a Jewish community center that killed 85 people. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.